what better way to start this podcast and to launch myself into the Star Wars commentary community other than just straight controversy? And I know I'm late to this news. Look, you're all new here. I'm new here. This is kind of where the bar is for me with things. But hopefully now that this subject is not as much of an absolute verbal war zone online, let's talk about how the Acolyte is literally freaking canned. Like, let's talk about the show. Let's talk about Star Wars as a whole right now. And let's talk about the fandom. So all of this news broke on Monday, August 19th. And just to give credit where credit's due, I'm going to be referring to the Deadline article that came out about it. And they state that the show actually did really well when it first aired. It looks like it was on Nielsen's top 10 originals. It charted at number 7 on premiere week, number 6 the following week, but then it looks like it dropped out of the top 10 by week 3, and it didn't return back to the top 10 until the finale, and it's believed to have the lowest viewership for a Star Wars series finale. So basically, people were obviously really excited to check out this new Star Wars show, myself included. You know, it was our very first live-action look into the High Republic era, which is huge and a massive undertaking. And just speaking for myself here, I just think they missed the mark on that and what they could have done with all of it. So let's dig into that a little bit more. Star Wars is a lot like politics. This fandom is so divided that basically whatever you say or whatever opinion you have, it's wrong. You have the people that think that if you don't like Disney Star Wars, then you're against woke ideas and new culture. And if you do like Disney Star Wars, then you're not a real Star Wars fan because you don't appreciate George Lucas content. And it's all just so toxic the way people are talking to each other online. And it's really sad, actually. It's like every show that comes out at this point is getting worse and worse. And it's such a mixed bag of opinions because at this point, with where Disney has taken Star Wars, you're either vibing with it or you're just not. And I will say, though we are a divided fandom, one thing we all have in common is how passionate we are about our opinions. So that's exactly what this is going to be. It's just my opinion. And as so incredibly angry as this show made me, I want to talk about how I feel as respectfully as I possibly can. Because, you know, at the end of the day, I want everyone to find some story in Star Wars that they like. Because knowing how much Star Wars means to me, you know, I want other people to find things in it that mean something to them too. So if you like The Acolyte, that is great. I'm happy for you that you found something that you liked. And I don't want my opinion to diminish that feeling for you, but I am going to say how I feel about this show because, wow, did it fill me with anger. When I first heard about The Acolyte and the concept of it, I was so freaking stoked for this. Finally, we were going to get content on the High Republic era, which is totally unexplored in terms of digital media and Star Wars. They quite literally opened the door for an entire new chapter and saga of Star Wars. It could have gone so many different ways, and I'm just not thrilled with their execution on it at all. The disappointment and the frustration that I have felt watching this show has been overwhelming, and I need to make this abundantly clear because this is why this is so controversial right now. My opinions on this show have absolutely nothing to do with the actual actors and actresses on the show. Gender, race, sexual orientation, none of that had any influence on how I viewed the show. I actually thought some of the acting was pretty decent for, you know, what they were given script-wise. But I just want to state that, and this has everything to do with the actual writing, the plot, the creative choices, the technical production of the show. It doesn't have anything to do with the actors because they were fine. And that's not my problem. Because quite frankly, as a woman and as a Star Wars fan, seeing a female writer and director for a Star Wars show, that was awesome. And it's inspiring and it's amazing. But, you know, Leslie Headland, I just think they picked the wrong girl for the job. And having someone create a Star Wars show who has publicly said that it's time for Star Wars to move away from the George Lucas Foundation is such a red flag to me because you're not coming in and creating a whole new universe. You're creating something that has a whole entire backlog of lore and developed plots that must be the backbone of any Star Wars project if you want it to come across as a Star Wars project. But I don't think that Leslie Headlin wanted to create a Star Wars show. I think she wanted to create a Leslie Headlin spin-off of what she personally thinks Star Wars should be. And that's not what the hardcore fans want, respectfully. And, you know, The Mandalorian is a perfect example of branching out and creating something new that hasn't been explored enough in Star Wars lore. But when you watch it, you feel like you're watching a Star Wars show because it has an existing story intertwined throughout new stories. And it works, and it feels like it was made by people that really care about delivering fan service. So through interviews and things that she said about Star Wars and how she feels about it and knowing what her mindset was, there were just choices that she made that felt a little disrespectful. There was absolutely no reason why Ki-Adi Mundi needed to be added into the show. To me, that just felt like, all right, who's the most obscure character that we can just randomly throw in here to try and make some kind of familiar tie to the prequels? We also got our very first ever live action debut of Darth Plagueis, and they quite literally threw him behind a wall lurking in a cave for a grand total of like 3 seconds. You also have the whole plot line of the fact that Mei and Osha are apparently a virgins in the Force, you know, like Anakin Skywalker, you know, like probably the most important character of all Star Wars. Putting these two obscure characters on the same level of importance as Anakin Skywalker, the Chosen One, jail immediately. I also thought that creating a new clan of Force-sensitive witches when the Night Sisters already exist was extremely weird. And then the writers wanting so badly to paint the Jedi as this weak and maniacal and flawed cult when the High Republic era was literally when the Jedi Order was at its strongest and most powerful. The Jedi were at their peak at this point, and they tried so hard, like forcefully, to make the Jedi look weak and disorganized. And I really don't understand why 2 out of 8 episodes were literally exactly identical. Like, we literally watched the same scenes in 2 different episodes. It was an insane waste of time and story development. Because this whole time, this whole show, it's like nothing is happening, nothing is developing, it's going nowhere. And then before you know it, the last 2 episodes, everything and anything happens. And it just, I don't understand the pacing at all. And then, you know, just to top it all off, just to kick you in the back at the very end, they put Yoda into the show. And that was the final decision that I was just done with. They managed to retcon so much of what happened in the prequels and in Clone Wars that when they just sprinkle in extremely important huge characters like Plagueis and Yoda, it's not getting the point across and making the statement that they think it is. It wasn't this huge finale cliffhanger. It was a cheap shot attempt to tie in this far off, absolute bizarre story into the George Lucas prequels. The prequels and the story that Leslie Headland said she wanted to move away from. And the best way to explain how I feel about this entire show is that I'm just disappointed. And I'm really not trying to give a full review on the show or get into every nitpick thing, because I'm assuming if you're listening to this, you have probably watched it. But I do think that the show has been resonating with people differently. It totally just depends on what era of Star Wars that you grew up with. I'm 27. I grew up with the prequels. And I just think it's funny because as a Star Wars fan, we kind of like group and identify ourselves as, you know, oh, I grew up in the prequel era, or I grew up with the original trilogy. And, you know, this is not new to the fandom. This happens every generational uprising, if you will. Just like how us prequels fans are towards Disney Star Wars right now. It's kind of similar to how the old timers who grew up with the original trilogy totally hated on the prequels when they came out. But the big difference between that and now is that those criticisms, you know, over the prequels, were over little creative choices, not disrespect to the already existing original trilogy and the existing storyline. And I personally feel like Disney, with their new generation of Star Wars, aside from a couple projects like Mando Season 1 and 2 and Rogue One, have disrespected the existing storyline, especially with the prequels. And like them or not, for cheesy acting or goofy CGI or whatever, the prequels added more information and lore to the story of Star Wars out of all of the trilogies. And that's how it should be, right? Like, every time a new trilogy or show is made, it should be better than the already existing content and expand more on the story than the last one, yeah? And Disney just isn't doing that. They so badly want to create a Star Wars that isn't Star Wars, yet cherry picks the most important and already developed and beloved characters and plot points to be like, see? Here's Yoda, here's Osha making a kyber crystal bleed. We're Star Wars. Like, no, that isn't how it works. And I just feel so bad for the kids that are growing up in the sequel era right now. Part of me is glad that kids are having the opportunity to have an era of Star Wars to grow up with like we did. But the other part of me feels upset because it's just so detached from what it is at its core now. And maybe that's just me speaking from nostalgia, but Disney's Star Wars feels cold. It doesn't feel like it's being handled with love or care or much effort. It just feels like they're trying to pump out shows and content to try and fix the last show that they made. But I will say, I am still hopeful for some of the new stuff that will be coming out in the future. I'm definitely excited for Skeleton Crew and, of course, the Mandalorian and Grogu movie. I cannot wait for that. Both of which, by the way, have Jon Favreau and Dave Filoni involved in, which, gosh, Disney are absolutely the two people that should be making Star Wars projects right now. Just keep them at the helm. Keep them in charge of creative choices, because seeing a show get canceled, like actually canceled within a franchise that you really love and care about, is sad. But, you know, at least they are kind of listening to some degree and coming to a common sense of not dumping more money into content and shows and projects that the fans don't want and don't like. So like I said, I do think that we have some things to look forward to, and I'm also really excited and curious to play Star Wars Outlaws. I know that is a whole other set of controversy and opinions, but I definitely think I will be coming on here to give a review of that once I get a chance to play it. And I would definitely love to know what you guys think of it as well, and also what you think about the Acolyte. So if you have made it this far, if you have listened to this whole thing, thank you so much. Thank you for listening to me yap about this, and I promise I will attempt to get better at this as I go on, but I'll catch you guys soon. Go ahead and follow me on Instagram. It's just at Vogue One. And I will catch you guys in the next one. May the Force be with you.